Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ramon Laureano. Batting second. The third baseman, Matt Chapman. Batting third. The second baseman, Jed Lowry. Batting fourth. The designated hitter, Chris Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Matt Olson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Stephen Piscotty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Marcus Semien. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Nick Martini. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jonathan Lucroy. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Liam Hendricks. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cedric Mullins. Batting second. The second baseman, Jonathan Villar. Batting third. The designated hitter, Trey Mancini. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Adam Jones. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Davis. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tim Beckham. Batting seventh. The left fielder, DJ Stewart. Batting eighth. The catcher, Austin Wins. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jace Peterson. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Andrew Cashner. And now, play ball. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Laureano hits a ball towards third. Peterson can't make the play in time. Laureano gets a base hit. Matt Chapman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball towards center. Mullins makes the catch for the out. One out. Jed Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Laureano, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Jed Lowry is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lowry hits a line drive deep towards center. Mullins makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Davis hits a ground ball towards the mound. Cashner throws to first, and Davis is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins bunts down the third baseline. Chapman scoops up the ball and throws to first for the out. One out. Jonathan Villar is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Villar hits a line drive towards center. Laureano makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Trey Mancini is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mancini hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball towards left. Martini makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Matt Olson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Olson hits a fly ball towards left. Stewart makes the catch for the out. One out. Stephen Piscotty is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Piscotty strikes out swinging. Two outs. Marcus Semien batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Semien hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Semien is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Daniel Mendon replaces Liam Hendricks as pitcher. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Davis hits a ground ball towards second. Lowry bobbles the ball. Davis reaches on the error. Davis is on first. Tim Beckham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckham hits a ground ball to third. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. DJ Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stewart hits a pop-up towards short. Semien makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Martini is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Martini hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Jonathan LaCroix is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. LaCroix hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Martini moves to second. Ramon Laureano batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Laureano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. That is ball 4. Laureano is on with a walk. Martini moves to third. LaCroix moves to second. Matt Chapman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. That will be extra bases. Chapman is safe at second with a double. Martini scores. LaCroix scores. Laureano moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jed Lowry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Laureano scores. Chapman moves to third. It's 3-0, Athletics. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Chapman scores. Lowry moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Matt Olson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Olson is 0 for 1 in the game. Olson hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. Lowry scores. Davis scores. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Athletics. Stephen Piscotty is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Piscotty is 0 for 1 in the game. Piscotty hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Cody Carroll replaces Andrew Cashner as pitcher. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Piscotty moves to second. Marcus Semien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Semien is 0 for 1 in the game. That is ball 4. Semien is on with a walk. Nick Martini is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Martini is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martini hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Piscotty moves to third. Semien moves to second. Jonathan LaCroix is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. LaCroix is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. LaCroix hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Piscotty scores. Semien scores. Martini moves to second. It's 9-0, Athletics. Ramon Laureano batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Laureano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Laureano hits a short pop-up towards short. Beckham makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Matt Chapman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Martini scores. LaCroix moves to second. It's 10-0, Athletics. Jed Lowry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lowry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lowry hits a fly ball towards left. Stewart makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Austin Wynn's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wynn's hits a fly ball towards right. Piscotty is there to make the catch. 1 out. Jace Peterson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. That is ball 4. Peterson is on with a walk. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mullins is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullins hits a line drive towards right center field. Laureano is there to make the catch. 2 outs. Jonathan Villar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Villar is 0-for-1 in the game. Villar hits a fly ball towards left. Martini makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sean Gilmartin replaces Cody Carroll as pitcher. Matt Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Olson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Olson hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Stephen Piscotty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Piscotty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Piscotty softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Piscotty is out. Olson moves to second. 1 out. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Semien is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Semien strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Nick Martini batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Martini is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. That is ball 4. Martini is on with a walk. Jonathan Lucroy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lucroy is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lucroy hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Davis makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Trey Mancini is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mancini is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mancini hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Mancini is out. 1 out. Adam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball towards right. Piscotty is there to make the catch. 2 outs. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive deep towards left. Martini makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Laureano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Laureano hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Laureano is safe at second with a double. Matt Chapman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Chapman hits a ground ball towards the mound. Gilmartin throws to first, and Chapman is out. 1 out. Jed Lowry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lowry strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Chris Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a fly ball towards left. Stewart makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Beckham is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckham strikes out swinging. One out. DJ Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Mendon covering, and Stewart is out. Two outs. Austin Wins is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wins is 0-for-1 in the game. Wins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Andreoli replaces Adam Jones as left fielder batting fourth. DJ Stewart moves from left fielder to right fielder. Matt Olson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Olson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Olson hits a pop-up, in foul territory, off the first baseline. Davis makes the catch for the out. One out. Stephen Piscotty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piscotty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Piscotty hits a fly ball towards center. Mullins makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Semien is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Semien hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Nick Martini is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martini is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Martini hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Martini is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jace Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Peterson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Peterson hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Peterson is out. One out. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mullins is 0-for-2 in the game. Mullins hits a ground ball towards first. Olson fields it and makes the out, unassisted. Two outs. Jonathan Villar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Villar is 0-for-2 in the game. Villar strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ryan Meisinger replaces Sean Gilmartin as pitcher. Breivik Valera replaces Jonathan Villar as second baseman batting second. Jonathan Lucroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lucroy is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lucroy hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Meisinger covering, and Lucroy is out. One out. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Laureano is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Laureano hits a fly ball into right center field. That ball is in the gap. Laureano rounds second base and makes it to third with a triple. Chad Pinder pinch hits for Matt Chapman batting second. Chad Pinder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pinder strikes out swinging. Two outs. Franklin Barreto pinch hits for Jed Lowry batting third. Franklin Barreto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Barreto strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ryan Dull replaces Daniel Mendon as pitcher. Franklin Barreto moves from pinch hitter to second baseman. Chad Pinder moves from pinch hitter to third baseman. Chan Sisko pinch hits for Trey Mancini batting third. Chan Sisko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sisko strikes out swinging. 1 out. John Andreoli is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Andreoli hits a line drive deep towards left center field. Martini is there and makes the catch. 2 outs. Chris Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to dull covering, and Davis is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Corbin Joseph replaces Chris Davis as first baseman batting 5th. Chan Sisko pinch hit for DH and is now DH. Matthew Joyce pinch hits for Chris Davis batting 4th. Matt Joyce is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Joyce hits a line drive towards left field. Andreoli makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Kenha pinch hits for Matt Olson batting 5th. Mark Kenha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kenha hits a line drive deep towards right center field. Mullins is there to make the catch. 2 outs. Dustin Fowler pinch hits for Stephen Piscotty batting 6th. Dustin Fowler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. That is ball 4. Fowler is on with a walk. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fowler moves to second. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Semien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Semien hits a fly ball towards center. Mullins makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. J.B. Wendekin replaces Ryan Dull as pitcher. Mark Kenha moves from pinch hitter to first baseman. Dustin Fowler moves from pinch hitter to right fielder. Matthew Joyce pinch hit for DH and is now DH. Tim Beckham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Beckham is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckham hits a fly ball towards center. Laureano makes the catch for the out. 1 out. DJ Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball towards right. Fowler is there to make the catch. 2 outs. Austin Wins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wins is 0 for 2 in the game. Wins hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Wins is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Fry replaces Ryan Meisinger as pitcher. Jace Peterson moves from third baseman to second baseman. Renato Nunez replaces Tim Beckham as third baseman batting 6th. Breivik Valera moves from second baseman to shortstop. Nick Martini is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Martini is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Martini hits a line drive towards second. Peterson makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bo Taylor pinch hits for Jonathan LaCroix batting 9th. Bo Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Taylor strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Laureano is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a walk. Laureano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Aaron Brooks replaces J.B. Wendekin as pitcher. Bo Taylor moves from pinch hitter to C. Jace Peterson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Peterson hits a fly ball towards center. Laureano makes the catch for the out. One out. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mullins is 0 for 3 in the game. Mullins hits a ground ball towards the mound. Brooks throws to first, and Mullins is out. Two outs. Breivik Valera is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Valera is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 10, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.